Agenda item number three, discussion and possible action on Lake Granberry Reinforced Concrete Component CIP budget amendment by Mike McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager. Mike.
All right. Thank you, Presiding Officer Flores. Members of the board, good morning. This presentation today seeks the board's approval to issue a budget adjustment to in response to the project progressing more quickly than we had anticipated. Can you go to the next slide? The board approved staff to execute a contract with Walter P. Moore for an amount up to $735,000. After contract negotiations and discussions, our actual contract not to exceed was $668,000. We had programmed about $560,000 in our FY22 budget. The scope, as I said earlier, the scope's progressed more quickly than we had anticipated. Whenever the FY22 budget was prepared, we had really anticipated this going across over into FY23, covering two fiscal years. And it's really about timing. It's about whenever we built the budget for FY22 and then when we actually executed the contract with Walter P. Moore. Therefore, we're seeking to transfer approximately $130,000 to cover the project cost. This project has three tasks associated with it. We're in task two, and we'll be proceeding to task three, which is going to be the final report, and that'll be around mid-March timeframe. Task one with the project, just real briefly, was kind of data analysis and then some theoretical calculations. Task two was whenever we went out to Granberry and on buttresses 1 and 44, we actually collected real values, so like concrete strength, the amount of corrosion, the soil properties. And so in task three, the firm will go in and analyze that data, and they'll determine whether or not any repairs are necessary. Right now, the engineers, it's too early to tell, but it doesn't look like there will be anything substantive come out of their findings. So there's no structural issues. It doesn't, more cosmetic, I think, some cracking and spalling of the concrete. But I'll have more in March. So I guess just to briefly review, we're not seeking a budget increase. We're seeking the board's approval to move $130,000 from other capital projects that we have in FY22 that show us savings. And I do have a resolution for your consideration, but I can also take any questions if you have
any questions for Mike. Seeing no questions, will you read the resolution?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
The scope didn't change, but the fee's going to change?
No, sir. The not to exceed is still the $668. All we're doing is we programmed $500,000 in FY22. And we had actually anticipated that going into FY23 based upon when we executed that contract. We built the budget months before we executed the contract. And so what we're doing now is we're just taking funds to cover to complete the cost because it moved more quickly than we had anticipated. We actually anticipated going into two fiscal years.
Thank you, that makes sense.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You ready for me to read?
Please read the resolution. Okay.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute a fiscal year 2022 budget adjustment of $130,000 to Lake Granberry Reinforced Concrete Components Capital Improvement Project, increasing the FY 2022 budget for this project to $690,000.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Director Lattimore. And then second by Director Henderson. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Giese.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Jimenez.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Ambrose.
Yes.
Director Ruiz.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Savage.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.